And right now I've got Stephanie Price from Panhandle Plains Historical Museum live in the studio with me. They've got a very cool event coming up with the brightest poster that you've ever seen that has beer all over it, called Crafts and Drafts. This is an event that they do annually at Panhandle Plains Historical Museum. And Stephanie, welcome back to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's always fun to come see you, Jenny.
And we get to talk about beer.
Yes, and we get to talk about beer. A great subject.
So how many of these have you done? Is this like
This is our fourth Crafts and Drafts.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about what it is. It looks like, yes, beer, but also crafts. What?
Yes, this is just a fun night for people to come out. If you haven't experienced Panhandle Plains Historical Museum in a while, want to come check out what the museum's got going on, we are going to just make it a fun night. Bring your friends. Bring, you know, family. It's just going to be a really great time. No children, though. It is a 21 and up event, and there will be beer tastings all over the museum from different breweries like Pondicetta and a wonderful sponsor of ours, Budweiser Distributing. They're going to bring some of their craft items, and you'll get to try all sorts of beer, and then you'll get to pair it with food pairings and popcorn and all sorts of stuff.
And it looks like the Big Texan, which is also a brewery, is going to be involved, and Six Car Pub.
And I love the Big Texan's brew. Like, if you haven't tried it, you are missing out. That my husband loves the pecan porter. I'm a big fan of their blonde that they do. So they've got some great beer out there. So we're excited to have them come and sample it for everybody and let everybody try it out.
Yeah, it's true. They get upstaged by those gigantic steaks.
Right. And so the beer's awesome.
Pretty good. I'm not even a beer person, but it's solid brewing right there. So tell us a little bit about what exactly the crafts are going to be.
So we're going to have a paint with Burn Studio. So Auburn from Burn Studio is creating the craft, and she's going to come and teach you how to paint and do step-by-step with you on the craft. So no worries if you're not a crafty person. Auburn is awesome at teaching classes and helping people to create little works of art.
Wonderful. And it looks like there are also several different games, including trivia, giant Jenga, and I'm assuming that's just like the huge chunks of wood that you can move around, cornhole, which that's the beanbags.
The beanbag game.
Beanbag game. And explain Booze Cruise.
So the Booze Cruise is a, when everyone comes in, they're going to get a card with a map on the back. And this, it's almost like bingo, but you need to fill out all of the squares. And it encourages you to go visit each of the breweries, try out the food, play the games. And then at the end of the night, we're going to give away lots of prizes.
Wonderful. Okay. And so tickets, how can folks get tickets?
They can go to panhandleplains.org. Go there before Friday, because Friday at noon, we're going to shut down those tickets. Sales. You can still get some at the door, but I encourage you to pre-purchase. So again, panhandleplains.org, or give us a call at 806-651-2242. That's my good friend Samantha Biffle, and she's handling all the ticket sales.
Wonderful. Okay, PPHM's Crafts and Drafts, folks, you need to check this out. Trivia games, food, photo booth. It sounds like they've got a bunch of different types of craft beer. It is 21 and over, so definitely check that out at panhandleplains.org.
And we forgot to mention, when you the first 200 people in the door get a free koozie. So
free koozie.
So you can use it all night long. We're excited about those.
Excellent. All right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by and telling folks about this. I will put all this information on High Plains Public Radio's website with a link to the panhandleplains.org's website, as well as a lovely picture of this fantastic beer-covered poster that I just love it. It's really good.
Thanks.
Thumbs up to this graphic design, I have to say. It's really fun to look at this. It does make me thirsty.
A little shout out to Wendy and the crew at W Marketing. They knocked it out of the park with
this. Oh, yeah,
one.
They did. And they probably weren't even drinking.
No, I'm going to say no on that. Yeah. But you can Friday night. So join us Friday night, 6 to 9, tickets at panhandleplains.org, or all the information that Jenny's going to put up on the awesome HPPR website.
Indeedy. All right. Thanks, Stephanie. Thanks for all y'all do at the Panhandle Plains Historical Museum. And this sounds like a fabulous event. We're going to go ahead and play it out with some Flaco Jimenez. Here is the beer drinking polka on High Plains Morning. Bye, Stephanie.
Bye.